Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. I'm going to say it like this. Christian life is the best life you'll ever live. I don't care what anybody else says or does. Amen. Hey, I'm not trading it in. I'm not walking away from it. And just and my little baby girl just said it. Amen. And Brother Eric hadn't been her teacher in years, but he had an impact way back yonder. And he probably didn't even realize it. And even just being here, just being faithful, just being steady, just not quitting and giving up, amen, when things didn't suit him. When others walked away, he just stayed, kept being faithful. And still, even though he hadn't been her teacher for years, is still having an impact on her life and probably didn't even realize it. Is everybody okay? And there's probably other young adults now, it was teenagers back then, could stand up and say the same thing. Amen? Is everybody okay? Amen. It pays to stay faithful to the Lord. You never know who you're impacting. Amen. You never know who's watching you. Amen. Just because they don't say it, just because you don't always get a pat on the back. Is everybody okay? It pays to stay faithful to God and true to the house of God. Is everybody all right? Amen goes right there, because I tell you, we've got another generation coming along. Amen. If we don't stay faithful, how do we expect them to? If we don't stay true, how do we expect them to? Amen. If we don't stay, amen, in the fight, how in the world can we expect them to? Is everybody okay? If you got your Bibles, open up the book of Jeremiah. I was down here praying, and God opened this up to me and began to speak to me. And I want to help you this morning. Amen. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. Amen. Why, Brother Tracy, is he a weeping prophet, the weeping prophet? Well, he was along in a time when the children of God, and not just the children of God, but the land was full of rebellion. Is everybody all right? People were walking away from God to serve other things and other aspects in their life. And Jeremiah was witnessing a falling away from God and the church that in his times, everybody all right? And he would preach against that, and he would let them know the judgment of God's going to fall. He would try to get them to repent and turn from their wicked ways, and they wouldn't listen. Is everybody okay? And he witnessed a lot of them walk away from God. He witnessed a lot of them start worshiping other idols and doing things. Amen. He was even attacked and ridiculed and mocked and talked about, made fun of. He was locked up. He was thrown in a pit. I mean, buddy, he was beat upon because he would not change, because he stayed faithful to God, because God put a call on his life and said, I want you to warn the people, amen, to flee from my wrath and to turn back to me. But they was full of rebellion. Is everybody all right? And it wasn't just, let me tell you something. It wasn't the world that God was having the biggest problem with. The children of God, the church. Is everybody okay? I'm fixing to either make you mad or make you glad. But I'm going to preach what God gave me. Jeremiah chapter 13. It's very familiar scripture. And I hope it'll help you today. In the number 13, we know that means rebellion. Amen. 13 is rebellion. Amen. And this is a chapter that deals with rebellion. Amen. In my view, somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Well, that's okay. I'm up preaching. That's my view, and I ain't worried about yours. Amen. The best commentary you'll get on the Bible is the Bible. I don't care what some of the man thinks. Is everybody all right? Amen. The best understanding you'll get of your Bible, amen, is if you get in your Bible and read your Bible, God will give you understanding if you're His. Amen. Is everybody okay? Amen goes right there. So in Jeremiah chapter 13, amen, I believe with all my heart, God's dealing, amen, and Jeremiah's dealing with rebellion and rebellious people, amen, and God's not concerned so much about the world. Let me tell you something. All this stuff the world's doing out there, all this rioting and all this ungodliness that's going on out there, God ain't got a problem, so much a problem with that as He does with the church not doing anything about it. Amen. The church ain't getting on their face and praying about it. I'm telling you right now, if all the people in this country that was in a house of God today prayed like they should, amen, America would be fixed tomorrow. Are you hearing me? I mean, we serve a God, the only God, the only true and living God. When He speaks, worlds appear. Are you hearing me? When He speaks, a big ball of gas appears in the sky and it gives off heat and light and it lets us have life here on earth because God spoke it. Amen. You think He's got a problem straightening this world out? He said, if My people, which are called by My name, would humble themselves and what? Go play ball? Go fishing? Go swimming? If My people, which are called by My name, would go to the movies? If My people, which are called by My name, would get mixed up in the world? That's not what He said. He said, if My people, which are called by My name, would humble themselves and pray, and pray, and pray, and pray, and pray, and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways. You want the land healed? The church, the children of God, is going to have to get out of the world and turn back to God. Amen. Instead of a form and a fashion. Come on, preacher. Come on. Everybody, I told y'all to get in on the goody. I knowed you wouldn't like it. I knowed you wouldn't like it. But we're dealing with rebellion. Amen. We can't straighten out the world. Amen. But man, if we can get us straightened out. I'm straightening out Tracy Puckett. Is everybody all right? Amen. And I can preach you what God sends. I didn't set up the order of things. God did. God calls men to preach. Amen. And God gives them a message. If they'll get on their face before Him and get in His Word, He'll give them the message. Amen. For the people that'll be in His congregation on that day. I believe that. Amen. So we ain't preaching for the church down the road. Is everybody all right? I ain't preaching, amen, a message for Journey or Hodge Chapel or Light of Calvary. Amen. We're preaching a message for Calvary Baptist Church, the people here. Amen. And if anybody else hears it, amen, they can get something out of it too. Amen. Amen. See, we got to get back to the place where, amen, the church has got to get back to a place. First, the men of God in the pulpit got to get back to a place where they're getting a message from God. And then the church has got to get back to the place where they trust their man of God that he's actually getting a message from God. Is everybody all right? Amen. Amen goes right there. And he's not looking on the internet somewhere finding what's the most popular sermon to preach today. What's the most popular lesson? Amen. The Bible said in these days they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Folks don't want preaching no more. They want somebody up there with a degree, amen, that'll tickle their ears and tell them the life they're living is okay and God's pleased with it when God is not pleased with it. Amen. Everybody all right? Amen goes right there. So in Jeremiah chapter number 13, the Bible says in verse number 1, thus saith the Lord. Anytime you see that, it would do you to pay real close attention to what's coming next. Amen. Because this ain't what thus saith the man. This is what thus saith the Lord. And this King James Bible right here, amen, you put your faith in it. It's the Word of God. Is everybody all right? Amen. You put your faith and your hope and your trust in the Word of God. It'll never mislead you. It'll never cause you to go astray. Is everybody okay? Amen. Amen. The Word of God will never lead you astray. The Word of God will never hurt you. It'll only help you. Amen. If you'll read it and you'll study it and you'll live by what's in it. Somebody say amen. Not just the good parts, but those parts that make you uncomfortable too. Amen. If you'll live by them, amen, it won't hurt you one bit. Amen goes right there. Problem is, we like what we like. We like the good parts about the mercy and the forgiveness of God, and those are good, and those are essential in a child of God's life. Amen. But those are not the only parts. We don't like the part of judgment and chastisement. My job is to reprove and rebuke and exhort. Two-thirds of my job as a preacher, as a man of God, is going to make you uncomfortable in your sin. Amen. And so he says, thus saith the Lord unto me. Who's he talking to? He's talking to Jeremiah. Go and get thee a linen girdle. And this is very familiar scripture. And put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. Amen. Go get you a new girdle. Amen. Go get you a new girdle and put it on. Is everybody okay? That's what the scripture says. Amen. Is everybody all right? You really think, do you think that God's really concerned about girdles? But this is what God says. A lot of times God tells men of God to do some strange things. Amen. To bring out a point that'll help you see, amen, where you stand. Amen. The problem is most men of God ain't in tune with God enough to get anything like this from him anymore. So he says, I want you to go get your girdle, put it on, don't put it in water. Verse number 2. So I got a girdle. Amen. Is everybody okay? He didn't go get him a brand new shirt. Is everybody all right? He didn't go get him some new flip-flops. Is everybody okay? God said, go get you a girdle. He said, so I went and got a girdle. It's just real simple. Whatever God says, do that you do. Amen. You don't go get you a brand new pair of short britches. Is everybody all right? He didn't go get him a brand new tie. Amen goes right. He didn't go get him a new ball hat. He went and got him a girdle. Why? Because God said, go get you a girdle. Amen. We need men of God just going to do what God says. Amen. Don't worry about what you think about it. Well, that just don't make sense to me. That's all right. It makes sense to God. God said, go get a girdle. What did he do? He went and got him a girdle. So I got a girdle. Brother Billy, according to the word of the Lord. Right? And what'd he do? He didn't lay it up over yonder in the closet. He just put it on. Amen. Why? Because God told him, go get your girdle and put it on. Amen. And don't wash it before you put it on. That's what he said. Don't put it not in water, right? It's real important to pay attention to what God says in your life. It's real important to follow the instructions of the Lord in your life. It's real important to follow the instructions of that book, right? The word of the Lord. It's important to hear what God's trying to say to you, child of God. Somebody said, you mean God speaks audibly? No. His voice goes deeper than your ears. Amen. When God speaks to you, he'll speak so deep and so straight and right to the point, it'll speak directly to your heart. You will know. He said, my sheep know my voice. Amen. I know when God's speaking to my heart. Amen. You're not going to hear him like you hear me. Amen. It's going to be a much stronger amen than that. Amen. God can speak and you have no doubts. That's why it's important to listen, pay attention. And when God speaks, you just follow his instructions. And so this is what Jeremiah's doing. Listen, I got to move. Amen. The word of the Lord, verse number 3. He said, now put it on my loins, in verse 2. Verse 3. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to Euphrates and hide it there in a hole of the rock. Brother, that don't make sense. It makes a lot of sense to God. Amen. God's going to show him something. God's going to show him something right there in Jeremiah chapter number 13. If we'll pay attention to it, it'll help us today. Are you hearing me? This book ain't outdated. This book is not outdated. Your Bible is not outdated. It don't need an upgrade. Is everybody all right? Amen. God's trying to help us today. Amen. With a girdle. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? So he said, I want you to hide it there in the hole of a rock. Amen. I don't think he took his baseball glove and hit it. I don't think he took his football and hit it. I don't think he took his sneakers or his cowboy boots and hit them. I think he took the girdle that was still upon him, still on him. Why? Because God didn't tell him to take it off until then. Now God said, I want you to go hide it. So in verse number 5, the Bible says in verse number 5, so I went. And what'd he do? And hid it. Wow. That's simple, ain't it? God said, do this, and he just done it. That's pretty simple. We make things difficult. Amen. We try to argue with God. We want to know why. Why you want me to go take a girl and hide it? Lord, I just bought it. I just went and bought the thing. I mean, I had it long, Lord, and I kind of like the way it fits. And now you tell me, take it off, go down yonder at Euphrates. You know how long it's going to take me to walk to Euphrates? And you want me to hide it in the rock? You know how much I paid for that girdle? It's brand new. Well, we want to argue with God, but that's not what he did. That's not what Jeremiah done. Jeremiah, the Bible said, so I went and hid it by Euphrates as the Lord commanded me. I've just done what God said. I'm just going to do what God says do. Amen. You, hey, child of God, you'll be better off if you'll just do what God says do. Quit worrying about what everybody else says do. Somebody say amen. Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing and what they ain't doing and just worry about what God wants you to do. Amen. And quit trying to argue with God. And quit trying to make deals with God. And quit trying to cut deals with God. And just say, okay, Lord. Amen. Is everybody all right? Amen. Amen. Don't be rebellious. Man, we're in chapter 13. This is a rebellious chapter. And why? Because we're fixing to see how he's going to deal with the people of God. Amen. He's not having trouble with Jeremiah. He's not having trouble with the preacher right now. Is everybody all right? This morning, your trouble, God's trouble ain't with me. Amen. Your trouble ain't with me. Is everybody all right? Come on now. Amen, but we're living in a time, boy, when a preacher just texted me today, we're living in a time when churches are turning on preachers if they preach. Is everybody all right? If they don't compromise. But boy, here's Jeremiah. He's just doing what God commanded him to do. And listen to this. Verse number 6. And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates and take the girdle from thence which I commanded thee to hide there. Well, I wonder what he's going to do. What y'all think he's going to do? Y'all think he's just going to stay sitting down? Y'all think he's just going to throw his hands up and say, ah, Lord, that's just ridiculous. I mean, now you want me to go get it again? Want me to go back down to Euphrates? Want me to get up? I'm resting. I done sat down. Oh, God. Boy, that right there is a message. I done sat down on you, Lord, and I'm tired. Amen. Euphrates is going to be hard to get there again. I mean, Lord, I left it there. I got away from there, and I'm not going back down. No, he didn't say that. Is everybody all right? So here he is. Lord said, I want you to get up and go down there and get it. So what do y'all think he's going to do? Verse number 7, we better read it. He said, then I went to Euphrates. What'd he do? He just done what God told him to do. Ain't that amazing? Ain't that amazing, brother? But he is still a weeping prophet. But he's just doing what God said do. He's going to let God work out the girdle business. Is everybody all right? Some of y'all just need to let God work out the girdle business. Amen. Just do what he says do and let him work out the girdle business. Amen goes right there. Amen. Let him work out all the stuff you don't understand. Why in the world would he tell Jeremiah to go get a girdle? I don't know. Amen. But hey, God does. God knew it all from the beginning. Amen. And so in verse number 7 he says, then I went to Euphrates and digged and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. Right? What'd he do? He just done what God told him to do. I want you to go down there and get that girdle. I want you to go down there and get that girdle and pick it back up. Is everybody all right? This ain't going nowhere like I thought, but it's all right. He said, verse number 7, and behold, the girdle was marred. Now we could look that word up and it'll give you a good definition. But if you just keep reading, God will give you a better definition of what marred is. Like I said, the Bible's the best commentary on the Bible. You can look up marred and it'll give you a whole long, lengthy definition. But God sums it up right here in just about 3 or 4 words. The Bible said, and it was marred. And listen to this. Here's your definition of marred. It was profitable for nothing. Wow. Nothing. What does that mean? Well, sounds to me, this is what it means to me. Damaged beyond repair. Profitable for nothing. Profitable for nothing, child of God. If we're not careful as a child of God, we can do more damage. We can damage testimonies, relationships. Is everybody all right? We can do some damage that's beyond repair in our life. We can do things we can't fix. So, hey, is everybody okay? He said, go back down there and dig up that girdle. I'm going to show you something. And the girdle was marred beyond, hey, it was profitable. It was profitable for nothing. It was damaged beyond repair. It was unusable. Is everybody okay?
Right.
We don't like that. I can tell right now. Probably going to get some hate mail on this one. Beyond, I'm not saying, listen to me. You could do things in your life if you ain't careful, child of God. It'll shake everybody's confidence in you. They'll never have any more confidence. You could be. I'm not saying God won't show mercy, can't forgive you. I'm not saying you can't go to church. I'm not saying God doesn't have mercy. But what I'm saying is, if we ain't careful, we can allow rebellion and pride to get into our life. We're fixing to read it. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Amen. And it'll cause us to create damage that can't be fixed. Is everybody all right? Amen. Facebook has caused more hurt in churches across this land about people getting on there bashing them and saying things that ain't true. Is everybody listening to me? Facebook has caused more damage that'll never be repaired. Because somebody listened to something somebody said and put a thumbs up. Is everybody all right? Amen. Ain't none of them got enough guts to put a thumbs down. Is everybody all right? Amen. I'll go on record. Brother Tracy will go on record. Anybody that's ever printed anything bad, negative about this church, about any of y'all, or about me, or lies on Facebook, I'm going to give you a thumbs down. Amen. Is everybody all right? What are they going to do? They ain't going to beat me up. Amen. I'm not going to tell lies. I'm not going to agree with lies. Is everybody all right? Hey, I'm not going to listen to them bash another church. Is everybody okay? Amen. I'm not of the church bashing one. Amen. Never have been. Hey, I don't want to hear just one side of a story. Ain't that right? Amen. Some of y'all is acting like you're a little uncomfortable. Better be careful what you put your thumb up on. Amen. I ain't even got Facebook. I don't even need Facebook. Amen. And I can tell when somebody's bashing me. How can you tell? Text messages I'll get from other preachers. They'll hear one side of something, Brother Paul. Amen. They'll start texting me verses and things in the Bible. Amen. Just basically bashing me. I'm like, really, man? I'm telling you, I'm losing friends left and right because I won't compromise on things. I mean pastor friends. Is everybody okay? I don't care. I'm not going to change. Because see, all Jeremiah done in a rebellious time, Brother Tiny, He just done what God said do. He got to the point, he got to the place, amen, in his ministry, in his life, all he wanted to do was please God and pray for the people of God. He never stopped weeping over the people of God. He never stopped weeping over the nation. He never stopped praying for them. Even though they turned against him, even though they cast him into a dungeon, into a pit, he never stopped praying for them. Is everybody all right? Amen. And so listen to this. He said, this thing is damaged beyond repair. It's useless. It's worthless. It's profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, verse 8, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. We know when we talk about Jerusalem, that's where the temple is. Amen. It's real easy to get right back to the church when we talk about Jerusalem. Amen. And I'm afraid in a lot of churches it's filled with pride. Amen. And let me tell you what pride does. It just goes hand in hand with rebellion. See, when pride comes in, it gets you to a place in your life that you think that the Word of God really don't apply to you. If you're a child of God, it always applies to you. Always. We get to a place when we allow pride to come in where we make excuses of why this particular verse or that particular verse doesn't apply to us. While we actually think, amen, pride will get you to thinking that you can sin and somehow get away with it with God. Is everybody all right? That's what pride does. And rebellion is doing something that you know goes against the Word of God openly. Man, we're living in a society where people openly sin against God. Where they do things they know is absolutely wrong. They have no shame anymore. Amen. They do not even blush at the things they do. They'll do it and dare you to say anything about it. They'll be so wicked and ungodly, they'll do things in front of your children and dare you, mama, to say anything about it. Amen. And if you look at them wrong or try to hide your kids' eyes, they'll lash out at you. That's how wicked this world is getting. Everybody okay? Things that you know, you was born and raised. Everything that you was taught was wrong when you was being coming up. Now they're telling you it's okay. You know better. But yet people willingly do it. That's rebellion. When you do something you know is wrong and you do it anyhow. And then pride comes in and makes you think that you're not going to have any consequences. If you're a child of God, there's going to be consequences. You can rest on this over in Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. The Bible says that those whom God loves, He chastens. Right? The Bible says that if you are without chastisement, if you are without chastisement, then you are bastards and not sons. And that's not a cuss word right there. That means you have no father. That means you don't know your father. And I promise you, anyone, and I don't care who it is, amen, if they've got rebellion in their heart and they're filled with pride and they've walked away from God, God's word says He will chastise them. Chastisement's coming. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they do. I'm telling you, it has to come or they don't belong to God. Amen. Just according to the Scripture. Right. Just according to the Scripture. And so he tells them this. He's dealing with a rebellious church. He's dealing with a rebellious nation. He's a man of God who is weeping, who is not compromising, who will not stop preaching about the judgment of God. Is everybody okay? About the chastisement of God. And so here in verse number 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, and that's where we're at in America today, in the church in America today, they refuse to hear preaching. They refuse to hear preaching. They'd rather have a teacher up telling them everything's going to be all right. When God called me to preach, Jonathan, back in February of 1991, are you hearing me? For over 30 years, When I started preaching, Brother Billy, this right here was the norm. This preaching right here was the norm. Churches were packed. People were getting saved. People were selling out to God. People were trying to live right. Are you hearing me? Are you listening to me? Amen. They didn't go around half dressed. Somebody say amen right there. They knew how to respect and honor the house of God. They knew how to respect and honor the man of God. Is everybody okay? Come on now, say it's preaching time. Amen. Back then, I'm telling you right now, you didn't have all this confusion in the house of God. Oh yeah, it was creeping up on the outside in the world. Is everybody all right? You want to know why? You want to know why this sexual perversion movement has come out of the closet? Come on. You want to know why they came out of the closet? It's because the church ain't getting in the closet. Oh, y'all didn't like that, did you? He said, if you'll get in the closet and pray in secret, what the Lord sees and hears in secret, He will reward openly. I preached it the other night. We need a secret place, church. Hey, child of God, you need a secret place. There's folks in your family lost on their way to hell, and you ain't got a secret place to get in touch with God. There's people in your family who are suffering, who have walked away full of rebellion, and you don't have a secret place? Shame on you, child of God. Is everybody okay? We need a secret place, church. Amen. You better get to praying. That's why the world's in the mess it's in. That's why things are coming out in the closet, because the church won't get in the closet. Is everybody all right? Pray. And so this wicked people, they will not hear. Some of y'all probably already turned me off this morning. Amen. That's not what you wanted to hear. I mean, boy, don't, Brother Tracy, you know the services we've been having lately. Folks getting saved, spirit moving, just everything, and testifying and shouting. And you come in here with that? Yep. That's right. Listen to this. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them, and to worship them shall even be as this girdle. As this girdle. Y'all thought God forgot about the girdle, didn't you? Amen. The girdle that's profitable for nothing shall even be like this girdle, which is good for nothing. It's useless. It's worthless. Child of God. We might not be able to make an impact out there. Might not be able to change anything out there. But just like my little girl said this morning, some of y'all are making an impact in here. It's got to start in here. It's got to start. You got to keep it going in here. Got to keep it going in here. Amen. Even though others have walked away, what are you going to do? She said, Brother Eric's been here faithful ever since he got out of prison. Amen. Is everybody all right? Amen. Ever since he got saved in the pokey. Yeah. Is everybody okay? I don't know. Him and Jonathan might have got saved in the same solitaire cell. I don't know. Years apart. Amen. Amen. Could have happened. Got saved in jail. Amen. There's a lot of churches don't want that around. Oh, don't want to bring them. Bring me as many of them as you can. Somebody that's lost everything and found God. Bring them all. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. They won't be dressed right, Brother Tracy. You're right. They won't be. Amen. But I'm not going to run them off. Amen. I'm going to preach to them Jesus. I'm going to preach the Word of God. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost of God work on them. Amen. When God cleans up the inside, the outside will always follow suit. Amen. Amen goes right there. About tired of that crowd too. Amen. Trying to clean everything up before they even get saved. Amen goes right there. Man, when I got saved, had my cowboy boots on, had my nightclub clubbing shirt on, had it unbuttoned down to here, had my keys hanging on my side. Yeah. I was going out to celebrate. after I got done down there at the church where I was invited by one of my nieces, and I really didn't want to go. Then the Holy Ghost came by, changed my plans, changed my plans for that night, and changed my plans for eternity. I didn't make it to the bar that night. I made it to the altar. Hallelujah. I did wind up on my knees, though. I was going to be on my knees one way or the other, Tyler. Amen. If the Lord hadn't saved me, I'd have probably fell down drunk somewhere on my knees. Is everybody all right? Wouldn't have been the first time. Amen. But I'm telling you, glory to God, ever since that night, December the 17th, 1989, oh, when I fell on my knees, stone cold sober, hallelujah, in the old-fashioned altar and called on Jesus Christ, hey, and he saved my soul. I ain't never darkened the door of another barroom or pool hall since. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. That's right. Ain't never been in another fist fight neither. Amen. Ain't never said another cuss word. Uh-oh, look out now. I'm telling you, I worry if God didn't get your tongue. He got mine. Bible says the tongue's an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, which no man can tame. God tamed mine the night he saved me. Took my cusser out. Took my slipper out. Oop, that slipped. I ain't even got one of them. Hallelujah. You know what you do when you got old slipping transmission? You get rid of it. Get you a new one. If you still got a slipping tongue, sir, you need to get rid of it and get you a new one. Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Now we got off on all that, but I'll preach it. Amen. Say, Troy, I'll run them rabbits. They don't bother me. Amen. I'll run them rabbits, and I'll run a few foxes too. Amen. I'll run some rabbits. Amen. I'll run some dogs. Everybody okay? Troy said he'd never been rabbit hunting in real life, but he'd been doing a lot of rabbit hunting preaching. Man, I've been rabbit hunting in real life too. Amen. You know the best way to get you some rabbits? Get you some good hunting dogs. Amen. Is that right? I got to hurry because I really want to get somewhere. So I said, I want you to go get that girdle. It's good for nothing. Verse number 11. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people and for a name and for a praise and for the glory, but they would not hear. They just won't hear. We're living in a day, Brother Eric. People won't hear preaching. Man, they'll come to church. Amen. Crossways. Preacher, get up and preach. Message from God. And if they'd just apply that to their life, amen, their life would get better. Might not change any of their circumstances, but it could change your attitude. Amen. It can change how you feel about church. Right. Amen goes right there. It can change how you feel about your preacher. Right. It'll change how you feel about your Sunday school teacher. Amen. Might not change anything else. You may have to wait and let God move in your life and change other things. But I'm telling you right now, He can change you today. He can change your mind. He can change your heart. He can change your desires. He can change your cravings. Hey, I'm telling you, I got a God, amen, that'll move on the inside of you, amen, and something holy will be born in you today, amen, that'll change who you are. You won't have to worry about all that other stuff. You may still have situations at home. You may have situations at work. You may have things that you cannot fix. Right. That's where you're going to have to learn to trust God. Amen. But you're going to have to listen to the preacher. God's the one that set it up that way. God's been calling preachers for years, thousands of years, ever since the beginning of time. Amen. Of this earth, God called men to bring the message to the people.
Amen.
Now listen to this, and I'm going to be done. Therefore, thou shalt speak unto them this word. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they shall say unto thee, sarcastically, full of pride, arrogancy, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? What are you preaching, preacher? We know all this. We know all this. You ain't speaking to me. You ain't talking to me, preacher. I ain't rebellious. I'm not arrogant. I'm not rebellious. I don't need to hear this preaching. Don't you know I already know this? I've been saved for 30 years. I've been saved for 20 years. I've been saved for 5 minutes, preacher, and I know more than you. Come on now. I mean, this is what they're telling him. God said, they're going to tell you this. They're going to say, we know all this, man. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you're preaching to? You act like you're preaching to a bunch of kindergartners. Well, God knows. Is everybody okay? Amen. Amen. Then shall they say unto them, shall thou say unto them, verse 13, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. Well, I bet they didn't see that coming from the Lord. Is everybody all right? Amen. Is everybody okay? And I will dash them, listen to this, one against another. Maybe that's why we're seeing so much confusion. Amen. Because people won't hear the preaching, and God's just filling them with drunkenness and letting them fight against each other. Is everybody all right in the church? Hey, oh boy, y'all, man, y'all better start saying amen or I'm going to preach another hour. I ain't tired. I'm sweating like a hog, but I ain't tired. Let me tell you, if y'all don't start saying amen, I can preach about two more hours easy. Is everybody all right? Y'all know I have the title, Robert, the longest-winded preacher in Conyers. Is everybody all right? Don't get nervous. Just say amen. So let me get done. I'm trying. He said, I'm going to cause them to dash against each other. I'm going to cause them to fuss and fight. Because they ain't listening no way. They're not having what the preacher's saying no way. They're not listening to the Word of God no way. They're not living like they're supposed to no way. I keep sending reproof and rebuke, and they won't heed to it. So I'm going to chastise them. If chastisement doesn't come, they ain't His. But I promise you now, if somebody that belongs to God has walked away from God and they're living in rebellion and they're living against the Word of God, you hear me and you hear me well. Amen. If they belong to God, you better pray for them. Amen. That they'll get right in this time. Amen. That God has given them, or else chastisement will come. And I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if they don't like it. The Word of God says it. Somebody say amen. Amen goes right there. Chastisement will come sooner or later. When's it going to come, preacher? I don't know. I don't know who's out there. I don't know what they're doing. And I'm not God. And I can't tell you when it's going to come. And I can't tell you what it is. But I can tell you one thing. Amen. When it does come, the one that is coming on, they'll know it. If you ain't never been chastened by the Lord, friend, you should be shouting the roof off. Because I have. And when I get chastised by the Lord, Brother John, amen, I know it. Like I said, this ain't going exactly like I thought. Even the fathers and the sons, finishing up verse 14, together, saith the Lord, I will not pity nor spare nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear ye and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. That pride. Amen. Over in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 16. Listen to this. We'll read verse number 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Verse number 6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Well, know what's wrong with this world? They don't fear God anymore. Got too many men up petting everybody, telling them God's not a God of wrath. My Bible says God's a jealous God. Amen. My Bible says that He is a God of wrath. I'm not saying He's going to come down and kill you, amen, and destroy your life because you have committed a sin or done something you shouldn't do. Amen. If you've done it, just get an altar, ask God to forgive you and move on. Amen. But it's that rebellious crowd that He's talking about that's run away from God and left the church and got out in the world, and you can't tell them apart from the world anymore. Amen. That's what He's talking about. Listen to this. Listen to this in verse number 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Verse number 25 says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Back over in Jeremiah chapter 13 now. And I'm fixing to wrap it up. I ain't going to be able to finish. There's something you need to do, child of God, where all this comes about. And this is where people miss the mark. They've allowed things to influence their thinking, cloud their judgment. Amen. Here's what you do. If you're struggling today, here's what you do. Here's what the Bible tells you to do. If you're struggling with your walk with God, if you're struggling with your relationship with God, if you're struggling with your attendance at church, if you're struggling with your fellowship with the brethren that you worship with, here's what you do. Here's what you do. Verse number 16. Give glory to the Lord your God before He calls darkness, and before your feet stumble, is everybody listening to me? Before all this stuff gets a hold of you, amen, before you do something you can't undo, before you do more damage, amen, or some damage that's irreversible, amen, He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give God glory. I want you to start giving God glory. You know why? Amen, the Bible says over the book of Psalms that God inhabits the praise, amen, of His people, of Israel, amen. Maybe you're not feeling God in your life because you ain't praising Him just right. You ain't praising Him enough. Maybe you need to get back to praising Him and giving glory to Him before the darkness abides on you, before you stumble and fall out of the way. Amen. You better start giving God glory. You better let your life give God glory. He said, give glory to the Lord your God before He calls darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, He turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. Amen. Now would be a good time in your life, child of God, if you just start giving God glory no matter what. Amen. Make up your mind no matter what everybody else does. Amen. Before darkness comes to you and to your home, before you stumble and fall, And allow outside influences other than God to influence your life and destroy you, start giving God glory. Start being faithful to the house of God. Amen goes right there. Start being consistent in your worship and in your walk with the Lord. Is everybody all right? Amen. He said before the darkness and before your feet stumble, you need to go ahead and start giving God glory. Amen. Amen. I don't care. I mean, I care, but listen to me now. I don't care what might be going on in your life. I mean, I care. Amen. But you're here today. You're here today. So the devil ain't got you that far yet. Amen. What you do from this day forward is you praise, you worship, you give God glory, you be faithful in your walk. You can't live it for somebody else. I learned that a long time. I can't live it for anybody else, but I can pray for them. Amen. I've got family members I'm praying for every day. every day. I wish to God they would get right. It'd make their life easier. It'd make my life easier. Y'all got something like that? But if they'd just get right, it'd make your life easier. It'd make your prayer life a little lighter. Boy, if they'd just get right, man, if they'd just get right with God, get saved, get in church, whatever their situation may be, man, if they'd just do it, man, it'd make your relationship with them and with God and with the church, man, it'd just make you so much easier to get along with everybody. Y'all got any like that in your life, in your family? Huh? Y'all got any like that to go to church with? Boy, if they'd just get right over across the aisle, it'd help me a lot. Y'all ain't got nothing like that, do you?
Come on.
Amen. Come on. Huh? Well, if Sister So-and-so would get right, boy, that'd help me. You know, if that preacher, boy, I'm telling you, if he just quit preaching that hard, that'd really help me. That'd help me stay in my sin. No, just teasing. But listen to me now. Listen to me. I'm serious. Wouldn't it be good today for you to just make up your mind and you just start praising God every day. Start glorifying God every day. Amen. That world out there is getting more and more wicked every day. I said it earlier. There's no telling what we're going to go through. Look here, child of God. There's no telling. We got little ones galore in this church.
Right.
We got little ones.
Right.
Now, I know what it was like when I went to high school. Are you hearing me? I know what it was like when I was being brought up. Let me tell you what it was like. I could go out my front door. I could walk out my driveway. And I could walk a half a mile up the road, up a hill, to the store. I was about 6, 7, 8 years old. I could go in there. And I could pick me up a handful of bubble gum, and I could set it on the counter, and I could put a dime on the counter, and I'd get a couple pennies back.
Yep.
And I'd say, hold on, I got enough to get 2 more pieces. And I'd get my other 2 pieces of gum, and I'd stick every one of them in my mouth, and I could walk all the way home, Robert Singley, in Belvedere, Decatur, Georgia. I wouldn't drive through that neighborhood now.
Right.
If y'all don't know what Belvedere is,
yep, right.
You ever heard of little Vietnam downtown?
Yep.
Amen. Belvedere's their big brother. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
I mean, it's a wicked place.
Yep.
But back then, I could walk up to the store. I could walk home. Nobody, never barefooted,
yep.
Short britches on, no shirt, little chubby boy. Thought I could whoop the world, couldn't do nothing to nobody. And nobody bothered me. And my mama didn't have to worry. And my daddy, Jesse Busby, didn't have to worry. He knew I'd go up there, I'd get my bubble gum, I'd come home, amen, and I'd spit like I was chewing tobacco. And nobody would bother me. And at 10 years old, I could get my push mower and I could tie me a rag on the handle because that's what the cool kids done. Don't know why we tied the rag on the handle. But we tied the rag on the handle, and I could get me a gallon gas can, and I could go around, and I could cut yards, Tyler Busby, for $10 a yard every day during the summer. Man, I was making 30, 40 bucks a day. Man, I was rich. Knock on the door. Bop, 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 bop. Man, come to the door. Can I help you, son? I say, yes, sir. Can I cut your grass? How much? $10. Okay. Didn't have to worry about being snatched in the house. My, how things have changed since I've been a kid. Can you imagine now, these little ones, as they're coming up, what they're dealing with now, and what they may have to deal with in 4 or 5 more years, 10 more years, when some of them are becoming teenagers in 10 years? Could you imagine? Before the dark days come, before the devil gets a hold of your child, before your feet stumble and you fall out and you get out of the way, you need to start right now praising God, giving God glory, praying, being faithful to church, hearing what the preacher says, hearing what the preacher says, hearing what the preacher says, and don't let nobody pull you out. Because the dark days are coming. Trust me, they're already here. I love you this morning. I had a whole lot more I was going to preach, but I won't. The Lord said that's what He wanted right there. It was a rebellious time. A rebellious time in history right there in Jeremiah chapter 13. It was a rebellious time in the church over there in Jerusalem. Judgment was coming. Chastisement was coming. People were arrogant and full of pride. They had plenty of money. They could do what they wanted to. Man, I could do what I want to, too. I just can't do it quite as much right now. Thank you, Joe Biden. I could fill my car up last year for $22. Put $50 in it the other day. Man, I just had to quit pumping. I don't know who it was, but man, I like to shout it right there at the gas pump. Hey, man, there was a sticker on it. Had a picture of Joe Biden. Said, I did that. I said, hallelujah, Breezy, get out here and look at this picture on this gas pump. Order me some of them, glory to God. Amen. I'm like, good Lord. I just stopped pumping at $50. And I'm talking about I used to put premium in my car. I can't afford it now. Everybody all right? Yeah. I put that regular dirty gas in there now. Car spits and sputters. My car's rebelling against me. Man, what's wrong with you? Give me something good, you know. Can't afford to go out to eat hardly anymore. Is everybody all right? Of course, y'all can tell I ain't missed no meals. I want somebody to come on to the piano. Before, you say, Brother Tracy, you mean these ain't the dark days? They ain't near as dark as they gonna get. I ain't doom and gloom. I'm telling you right now, we gonna make it. Church, child of God, look up here. Don't get nervous. Don't get scared. We're just living in the period just before the Lord comes and takes the church out of here. Amen. We are in the last days. I am a last days preacher. We are in the last. So don't get too nervous. Amen. But before the dark days come to your life, to your home, right now would be a good time to just sell out to God. And I believe that's what He's trying to tell them there. Go on and sell out to me. Go on and praise me and worship me anyhow, no matter what comes or what goes. And you know what will happen? God will take care of you and your family. He ain't never let me down. Not one time. So it might be bad, but listen to me now. If it's bad in your life and you ain't living for God and you don't start living for God, trust me, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Amen. Amen goes right there. If the works were done in Sodom and Gomorrah that were done in Jerusalem, you know what Jesus said? They would have long since repented. Are you hearing me? What we are privileged to witness as children of God in this day and time, if the world could ever get a hold of that, they'll repent. But they're not going to get it if we don't live it. I love you this morning. I do. I love you. And I'm trying not to wear your patience. I want you to stand to your feet this morning. And I tell you what let's do. Hold on. Hold on. Rachel, come sing in the middle of my storm. I think that'd be appropriate. Before the storm gets. Now, you might be going through a storm. Lord said, get her to sing that. And if you are, it'd be a good time just go and start praising Him anyhow. Are you hearing me? Just start praising Him anyhow. Yes, you're going through a hard time, but just go on and praise Him anyhow. Worship Him. Give Him glory. And He'll hold your hand through your storm. And He'll bring you out the other side. Have I told you? He ain't never let me down. I mean.